Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. This is the platform, this is the foundation that we have created to assist the masses, to assist all beings here on planet Earth in embracing a new, possibly happier, possibly more joy-filled, abundant, exciting ways of living. That's what we have dedicated our lives to, right? We understand that the highest and greatest purpose of mankind is service to others. When you learn to service others, you learn to better service yourself. When you surrender your own wants, needs, and desires, and you focus your deliberate intention on helping those around you to achieve what you already have, the things that you wish to manifest will come tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold, a millionfold. It's limitless. It's limitless, guys. That is what we do here on the Vibration Station. We bring people from all around the world to come and share this studio time with us so we can talk about different ways of assisting the masses in embodying their greatest self. So we could talk about different platforms to create that people are creating. So we could talk about different people that inspire, like Quintoria Brooks, who we're going to have on, who we have on today, who inspire the masses to be a greater and better and brighter and higher, more abundant, more joyous version of themselves, and learning to channel any darkness, any suppressed pain, any trauma into light, into love, into compassion, into surrenderance, into knowingness. You turn belief into knowing. You turn lack into abundance. And you turn pain into love. And with that, I would like to give a very, very compassionately warm welcome to the one and only Quintoria Brooks. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing so great, and I'm so blessed and beyond grateful to have you on the show today. As you guys know, if you've been following the last four episodes of the Vibration Station, if you've been seeing what we have been doing here is a book launch series. So something that was really beautiful is the last show that we did before the holiday, it revolved around how Quintoria got a download to release this book sooner and earlier, and there was just, it was time to release this book. As you guys know, this show is actually going to be, well, I should say actually last week's show is going to be the book launch finale. Well, we got to do that a couple weeks early, and that was so amazing, and I'm so glad that we got to do that, because we have been getting some really profound responses from people, direct messages on Instagram. Make sure to check out I Am Quintoya Brooks. I am the two most powerful words in the human language. I am Quintoria, Quentoria, Brooks, Brooks. You can also check us out on Instagram with our sibling organization, divine.mind.tribe. That's just Divine Mind Tribe with dots in between. Yeah, we have been getting a lot of DMs. We've been getting a lot of messages, a bunch of positive feedback regarding Quintoria's new book, Your Thoughts Are Seeds, that was launched April 17th. Super stoked on it, guys. We actually, as you guys know, had the opportunity. When I say we, I say myself and my wonderful soulmate that run Divine Mind Tribe together. We had the amazing blessing of reading Quintoria's book before it was released. And we got very, very emotional. It definitely brought up things within our lives, within our relationships with our daughter, within our relationships with our parents. This book really brings so many amazing things to the surface, because you get to, first of all, before I go any further, this is not me trying to sell you guys anything. We don't sell on the Vibration Station. We do not sell on Divine Mind Tribe. That's not what we do. We offer a service. Period, end report. We offer a service. We do not sell anybody anything. We are a platform that offers a service, and if you resonate to that service, we can give that to you in exchange, obviously, an energetic exchange, monetarily, right? That's how it works. Money is the energy of exchange. So I highly suggest that you guys give it a shot. Check out Your Thoughts Are Seeds. And one of the most amazing parts of this book is it's only $7.99. It's amazing. All this information, deep, 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 profound wisdom and profound firsthand experience on how to literally go through the most painful, most depressing and dense and struggle-filled life experience, and how to turn that into life and joy and happiness and light and abundance, just like we were talking about before. And that's exactly what Quintoria has done. That's exactly why we chose to take five episodes and turn it into a book release series, a book launch series, because we really want you guys to know how powerful this book is. So, Quintoria, yeah, with today being the finale show of the Your Thoughts Are Seed book release, I want to ask you, outside of all four shows that we've done together, is there anything that comes to your mind? Is there anything that you have, even if it's something that you said before that you wanted to dive a little bit deeper in, or anything at all? After the past four shows, is there anything that I've missed, right? As having the honor of interviewing you and also sharing with the masses my experience with your book. Since you are the author, you are the writer, it came from your experiences, it came from your heart, it came from your soul. Was there something that I missed? Was there something else that you wanted to touch on? Or was there something else that you wanted to dive deeper on? Is there a specific point or any sort of points, anything at all, that you want to share with the masses, that you want to let them know? It could be something that we did bring up or that we didn't bring up. Just any kind of focal point that you feel you want to drive home to the masses today and really share with them, you know, whatever it is that you want to share. So I know there's a lot. I know there's a lot beneath that, but a lot beneath the surface, right? And we've been touching a lot of surface level and deeper, you know, surface level stuff. But I want to open the mic to you, Quintoria. The mic is yours.
We pretty much touched on everything, but I'll continue to stretch this and repeatedly that everything starts with you. Everything starts with you and everything ends with you.
Yes.
It's what you allow and what you don't allow. And don't give up on yourself and don't think you're running out of time, because you're not. Don't set any limits to what you can do, because you can do anything that you want to do in this life. And
yes.
just believe in yourself
yes.
and build up that.
Yes.
If you're going to invest in anything in this world, make sure it be in love and in loving yourself and in loving others, because a lot of stuff is perishable. The physical things are perishable, but love is eternal. When you pass on, transition, everyone will remember that love. They will remember what you've done on earth, but mainly how you made them feel. And
yes,
you know, I just want to, you know, just continue to invest in yourself, invest in knowledge and knowing more. Because as you grow in this life, your knowledge should grow with you. It shouldn't
yes.
decrease.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
And don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything, that you, you know, that's impossible. That's impossible what they're saying. That's the only thing that's impossible. If they're putting doubt in you, don't allow anyone to put the fear that they have for themselves. Don't let them rub that off on you.
Yes.
And stop
exactly.
you from whatever you're trying to do in life. And, you know, that's what I want to touch on. Continue to do you, whatever makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting anyone, it shouldn't matter.
Yes. Right. Right.
That's all I want to touch on.
That's beautiful.
But anything that you have for me, you know, I'm willing to answer any questions and go deeper into whatever you want me to. Mm-hmm.
No, that's amazing, Quintoria. And that does open up a lot, because, you know, when you say, do not ever let anybody tell you that you cannot do something. Do not ever let anybody project their own insecurities onto you. Just because they were not able to achieve something that they wanted to
right.
does not mean that you are not capable of doing so, or that you inherited this inability to, you know, manifest your dreams, even if it's your parents, right? There's so
right.
many kids out there, right, that have mm. that have these parents, or parents, you know, want to vicariously live through their children, or they want them to do, you know, the father wants the son to do what the father did and carry on
right.
his legacy, but maybe the son doesn't want to do that. Or, like, even in worse positions,
mm-hmm.
I met this beautiful, beautiful soul, such an amazing woman, at a ceremony that I was hosting a couple nights ago, actually,
mm-hmm.
in Malibu. And what was really cool was in the ceremony that I was hosting with co-host with 5 Cents Collective, by the way, I want to shout to you
mm-hmm.
guys out there. I met this beautiful woman, and she had shared with me that she opened her heart to the room, and, well, it was a meditation dome, so I should say to the dome.
mm-hmm.
And she just started sharing how her you know, her father actually beat her and
wow.
eventually attempted to kill her. Now, she came from the Middle East, where
mm-hmm.
You know, the rights of a female, of the divine feminine, are heavily suppressed, and there
mm-hmm.
is this terrible dogmatic belief system, you know, in some parts of the Middle East that say, or that, you know, these people believe that a woman is less than a man, or a woman is less intelligent, though, you know, how they cannot be shown, the skin can't be shown, or what, you know, that all
mm-hmm.
that dogma from all these, I mean, generations and generations and generations and generations of brainwash just being passed down. Now, I was lucky enough to meet her friend, came to the ceremony as well. And her friend, actually, it was a woman, she said, yes, and my friend, my best friend, helped me escape. And mm-hmm. she had this wonderful woman with her. Both of these women are in their mid-60s. And this amazing woman that had escaped the death of her, the death from her father mm-hmm. by getting out of the Middle East and by, organizing and arranging with this other woman who's her friend from the United States that she didn't even know at the time. She just happened to start communicating over the internet. And it was this crazy thing. So long story short, my point is, we can have trauma, we can have pain from the day we were born, or we can have mm-hmm. trauma, or we can have pain when we are in our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We could be in our deathbed and still have trauma and pain, not until that moment that consciousness mm-hmm. releases the ego and releases attachment to the physical body. That's when you no longer experience any physical pain because you are no longer a right. physical being. And non-physical energy does not know pain. Non-physical energy right. only knows compassion and love and alignment, right? So in sharing that story, Quintoy, I wanted to kind of use that as a parallel with some of the experiences that you've been through and some of the ways that you've transmuted some of those horrific, experiences that you've had into love and light and compassion mm-hmm. and empowerment for all beings. I guess the point that I wanted to make by sharing that story is, here's this woman, and she literally was attempted to be killed by her father. Talk mm-hmm. about a terrible family dynamic. Talk about psychopathic and sick, right? She was able to get away, and she is still to this day, and that happened some odd, like 40, maybe it was about 40 years ago. She said it happened 45 years ago. And mm-hmm. she still to this day is holding on to this pain. And mm-hmm. when we were at the ceremony, we took our daughter and she started crying and she was just saying, just watching you, the way that you treat your daughter, like it reminds me that there are good men out there. Reminds me. And I'm not giving myself a pat on the back. I'm not saying, oh, I'm this great mm-hmm. father, I'm this great man. That's not, I do my best and I put my heart and soul into my family and I put my heart and soul into humanity. And whatever right. comes of that is whatever comes of that. But it was just beautiful to see this woman's reaction when she actually saw the display of love from a father to a mother. It recalibrated in her consciousness that fathers can be good, that men can be good. And also she did not have a man in her life because she was mm-hmm. afraid of men. She was in her mid-60s, never had a man because she'd been afraid mm-hmm. of men her whole life. So at the end, by the end of the ceremony, she was sharing with us how she goes, you know what? I feel comfortable enough after the ceremony to go out and put myself on the market and start meeting a really nice, loving, compassionate man that deserves me and that I deserve. And it was just the most beautiful thing in the world. This woman was not able to get through a blockage for 40, 45 years. And after doing mm-hmm. one ceremony with the right sound mm-hmm. and the right healing techniques, and the right vibrations and the right frequencies and the right mantras, she was able to get over that. And that is exactly what you do in your book. Your book is essentially, it's essentially ceremony in words. It's mm-hmm. ceremony with a story. So right. Quintoria, you know what? One thing that I'd love to ask you, when you were writing your book, because it is written very uniquely, I want to give you props on that. The way that you mm-hmm. wrote it and the way that you made that translation between your own experiences and your own life and your own life path, and then turning it into, okay, what can you do as an individual to realign your chakras, to work on, mm-hmm. Different parts of the body, mind, spirit. When you were writing this book, what was your intention? Obviously, to help people, to heal people. But when you, what type of like the layout of the book? You're like, okay, mm-hmm. is this going to be a story about Quintoria, or is this going to be a story about me, but not really supposed to be about me? More supposed to be about I am a catalyst for you, and empowering yourself.
Right.
If I can do it, you can do it. So what, what was going through your head when you're like, all right, I'm going to put this paragraph here and this paragraph here, and this is going to work out? Because literally the way that it's lined up is perfect. I could imagine the book going any other way. So I want to know what inspired you to construct the book in the way that you did.
What inspired me to construct? Like I said, I was going through something. So I started the book off with what I've been through.
Right.
That's the beginning of the pain. So I let people in on what I've been through. Then I take them to the chakras to help them to align themselves, because a lot of stuff can throw us off balance. Arguments can throw us off balance. Interacting with certain people and how we react to those people can throw us off balance. So I took you from the pain and how I balanced myself. Then I took you from how I balanced myself to welcome to healing. And from welcome to healing, then it go on to the next and the next and the next. To be honest, it wasn't on purpose that I wrote how I wrote that book. It was how I was being guided from my higher self. Yes, it was channeled. And how I wrote the book, you know, that's how I was being guided to write it. And I don't know that I wrote the book perfectly. I don't know that. But from when people read the book, I have been getting feedback and saying, you have really helped me with the stuff that I'm going through. From other people have saying that from reading the book. And I'm just happy to hear that. But everything that's in that book was channeled. I had to go deep within myself, because in the process of me writing the book and finishing the book, I started from the pain, but I ended with healing, because I healed myself from, you know, writing my book. And I'm happy. And I didn't hold on. Whatever was in that book, whatever pain that I held on to then, it was released in that last sentence.
Wow.
And that's how I, you know, healed myself.
You know, that's really amazing, too, to be able to have a book that this is for the listeners out there. It's really amazing to be able to have a book that you know firsthand by listening to the author here on Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio. To know that this book isn't just another, you know, author writing a book just for the purpose of, you know, like wanting to tell a story, or even for the purpose of meeting a deadline for a copyright company or something, right? So this came truly from the heart, for the heart, to the heart. And I just think that that's phenomenal, and it's fantastic that you've given, you know, you have opened up some really, really personal stuff, and you've given people the ability to empathize with you, because they will be able to empathize with you through the things that you have gone through. And you've gone through so much that it's to the point where it's like, well, if she's been through that and I've only been through this, then I can definitely, if I get my excuses out of the way, then I could definitely make it happen for me, right? And that's what's so beautiful. And like I said, what's so amazing to me is this book is not just like I said, it's not meeting a copyright deadline. It's not this story. Not to say that other books by other authors are great and wonderful, and by other self-help authors, there are definitely some out there that are great. But this book really just purely 100% came from the heart. Like there's no ulterior motive outside of wanting to use this book to help heal as many people as possible that are a vibrational equivalent to receiving this book. And if you feel like you are a vibrational equivalent to receiving this book, make sure to check out the link in Divine. First of all, I am Quintoria B on Instagram. You could also check out the link in the biography of at divine.mind.tribe. That link is going to be up today, and it's going to be staying up there for a while. If you guys want, you can also just check it out on Amazon or Kindle. It's all over the place, guys. If you type in your thoughts are seeds, Quentoria, Quentoria, Brooks, Brooks, it absolutely will populate. Or like I said, go to either of the Instagrams, like I am Quentoria B, or at Divine Mind Tribe with dots in between divine.mind.tribe, and click on the link in the bio. So wanted to make sure that if anyone's listening and they get the impulse urge, I want to buy the book, I don't know where to go, that's where you can go. Or just a good old Google search will do that for you as well. So, Quentoria, with this being the last episode of our five show series, what I wanted to talk to you about, you know, first of all, listeners, Quentoria is absolutely going to be on the show. This is, you know, more frequently. This is not the last time you're going to hear Quentoria Brooks on Dave's Good Vibration Station and on many other platforms out there that you will be notified of. So, but with this being the final episode, it's like, this is actually just the start to the seed coming out of the dirt. You know what I mean? So if your thoughts are seeds, we're gonna be a little punny right now. Mm-hmm. So if your thoughts are seeds, what we're doing is this show is essentially the manifestation in my mind of that seedling popping pop out of the dirt. People are already getting traction about the book. There's people that are aware of Quentoria Brooks. There's people that watch her videos on a consistent basis and use the information that she shares in those videos for self-empowerment, self-inspiration, and self-help. Quentoria is making a name for herself in this community and in this world. And people, like I said, are starting to know about her book more and more each and every single day. There is more and more people that are hearing about her book, that are hearing her voice, and that are hearing her story. And that is just the beginning. You know, that is just the beginning. This is something I want to share with you guys, listeners. Before today's show, Quentoria and I were talking and just going over a couple things for the show. And one of the things that that I had said to her, or that we were talking about, we were just kind of going back and forth. You know, we were talking about how this is just the beginning. You know, we feel like we've been putting a lot of energy towards this book release, and you know, we've been doing whatever we can to you know, get a little extra traffic going this way, and whatever, any sort of, you know, outlet, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's been on our Twitter, it's on the that Quentoria is, we're so blessed to have her in our lives. You know, like Quentoria is a part of the family. You know, she is a light family. She is a part of the tribe, right? And we are all a part of the same tribe. We are one collective consciousness. We are part of Tribe Earth. But when I say like Quentoria is a part of the tribe, there, what that means is, you know, we all are on our path to spiritual enlightenment. We all came on to this planet for a purpose. That excitement, that drive, that inspiration that you feel within your heart, that thing that tickles the inside of your stomach when you think about it, whether it's music, whether it's writing a book, whether it's speaking in front of a camera, whether it's singing, whether it's doing taxes, whether whatever it is, working with numbers, working with people, working with mechanics. You have that in your heart for a purpose. You have that vision. You have that inspiration in your heart for a profound purpose, right? So we are here to remind you that, like we said before the show, an empire is not built overnight. You know, Rome is not built in a day. It takes time for your energy to manifest into the physical world. You know, it takes time, but at the same time, it's also very, very quick. It's all up to you. It's all up to your relationship with whatever it is that you are choosing to manifest and choosing to create in your experience. Something could take a day. Something could take 10 years. But it all comes down to one moment. It's one moment that the money's in your account. It's one moment that you are together with your soulmate. It is one moment that you choose to break a contract with a person and walk your journey independently. It's one moment that you stop doing the drugs. It's one moment that you stop smoking. Everything, it might take 10, 20, 30 years or 10, 20, 30 seconds, but whatever it is, it's one moment. And all the things that come before that one moment, it is a catalyst to what led you to making that decision. So just know that your dreams happen in a snap. Your dreams manifest in a moment, but the momentum to getting up there, right? The energy that it takes to build that momentum, to get that train started, and then just hammer it home and then keep hustling. And you may not necessarily be seeing the results that you thought that you wanted, but if you feel it in your heart, you know that you're supposed to be doing this, know that the results will come. It takes a little time. And that's one thing that I have found, and I'm sure Quintoria, you found as well in working with people, you know, collaborating with people, is one of the things is people want it to happen overnight. People want to heal the world, to change the world overnight. We start working on something for a month or 2 months and we don't see the results. A lot of the times people are out, and that's why businesses fail. Even a year, 2 years, you know, they go into a little debt. Oh, we can't handle this. We fail. Just like Napoleon Hill says in his book, in his most famous book ever, Think and Grow Rich, he tells a story about a man that he was an insurance agent. He saved up all this money to buy gold mining equipment. He found this gold vein. He mined it, and he thought that it was dry. He thought he mined up all the gold. The gold that he mined was barely even enough to cover expenses for the machine. He ended up losing money. He sold the gold machine for like 75%. Less of what it's actually worth to a mechanic. The mechanic said, okay, sure, I'll take the gold machine, went up to the exact same vine. The mechanic hired a geologist. The geologist was able to map it out. The mechanic started mining, and he found the largest chunk of the gold mine only 10 meters away from where the first guy stopped. So he gave up, and then he said, and he kept mining. It was like a couple months that this vein was empty. He was 10 meters away from hitting millions, like the big chunks, you know. And just because he stopped when it started to get too tough, he lost out. He lost money. He lost his dream of wanting to be the gold man, and he went back to being an insurance broker. This mechanic thought to himself, well, I'm gonna get smart about this. I have this gear. I'm gonna get intelligent, and I am gonna be a wealthy man. Like, I'm gonna hire a geologist. Like, it's just crazy. You know, that moment. Yeah. So things change in one moment. That one moment. We have friends. We have people personally that literally, people that we know personally that have blown up overnight. They get one picture with one of the Kardashians, you know, one of their clothes, you know, the clothing company, one of their shirts is being worn by the Kardashians. They post it, bam, overnight blows up. Like, and it's a whole company just because of one post or whatever it may be, whoever it may be, you know. It's like, and I'm not saying I'm not by any means saying, like, you know, look up to the Kardashians. We definitely, those are not the type of, you know, people that, I mean, hey, they are beautiful souls, beautiful people. They do what they think is right for themselves. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm not a big believer in that materialistic, very, very, very exterior based lifestyle. But the point is, if they have the power of influence and they're willing to do it for you, take advantage of it. And it doesn't matter where it's coming from, because the universe works in amazingly beautiful ways. So I'm going to shut up. That's what I had to say. Quintoria,
yeah.
In regards to you, my dear sister, beautiful angelic soul, what is your next step now that the book has been released? What do we see? Obviously, we're going to be building a website. We know that that's coming up soon. Website's coming soon. We'll let you guys know when. But outside of the tasks that have to get done, mentally, emotionally, what's the next stage of leveling up for Quintoria Brooks? What's the next emotional, vibrational reality that Quintoria Brooks is going to be embracing?
Right now, I am embracing YouTube. I just started my YouTube channel. I am dot Quintoria. And
I am dot Quintoria. Beautiful.
Quintoria.
Q-U-E-N-T-O-R-I-A. Beautiful.
Yes. And I talk about different subjects. I talk about all types of, you know, situations on that channel. And I also am looking into like a book tour. But where I want to start is I want to start at high schools.
Beautiful.
Because I've been touched, like I've been seeing stories on bullying and what kids go through, and I feel like this a you have to start with the little ones so that they will know how to approach the world, and so that they, you know, can learn certain stuff before they step out into the world and become adults, because they are young adults.
Yes.
I do want to go to high schools, do speakings at high schools, you know. And just looking forward to traveling and speaking with different people and meeting people, continuing to help others and to just spread the love and just, you know, give someone that thought into changing their life. Because that's how I can inspire another person, just by giving them a thought of either changing for the better or doing something different.
Yes. Hence your thoughts are seeds, right? You are essentially this thought fairy that just goes around seeding thoughts and positive thoughts. You're like the thought fairy. Anywhere and everywhere you go, you seed people with positive, uplifting, compassionate, inspiring thoughts. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I love that. You're the thought fairy.
Thank you.
So yeah, please go on. I love this. I love to hear this.
Yes, and that's what I'm looking forward to right now is, you know, collaborating with someone that, you know, because this is my first time doing, you know, speaking in front of, you know, a crowd. So I just look forward to doing it. I might get nervous a little bit, but, you know, I'll shake the nerves or whatever. But I look forward, you know, to speaking to the children and doing a book signing. I haven't set up a date on doing a book signing yet, but I will in the near future. And I just look forward to helping people, because that is my passion, to help people better themselves, because everything starts with a person.
Yes.
That person.
Yes.
And only way a person can change if they want to change. I can talk all day about positivity, about love, but it's up to the person to want to hear it. And it's two ways how the world works. The ones that want it, and the ones that need it.
Yep.
So you can accidentally, you know, listen to something and you might need to hear that. And some people want to hear it.
Right.
They tune in, you know, so. That's what I'm going
off. So true. And, you know, all those things, Quintoria, they all already are an existing reality for you. And I know that you know that, but I just want to reiterate.
Mm-hmm.
In a loving way to let you know that everything that you visualize in your head is already an existing reality. So listen up, guys, listeners. Here's our daily dose of quantum physics, even though we've already talked about this before. It's a difficult concept at first because our brains are wired not to think this way. But once you're able to grasp it and you get the concept, it's actually super simple, right? Mm-hmm. Quintoria knows about it. All the masters, the sages, the any type of you know, bodhisattva, any master of spirit or consciousness is a master of this and knows very well how to use these tools. But there are an infinite number, right? And this is what quantum physics has proven to us, modern or I should say mainstream science is basically saying, like, yes, okay, fine, I get it. But they're putting a lot of money into making sure this information does not become mainstream because they've been able to prove it. So it has been proven through scientific study that there are an infinite number of parallel realities, just like this Earth. But the only difference on these other parallel realities is slight differences here and there. So instead of you walking the dog and taking a left on this other parallel reality, you took a right. And then that choice had a ripple effect and led you 10 years later to a completely different path. And every single choice that you make is leading and changing and warping the timelines and warping the reality that you're on. We are sifters. We are sifters through our consciousness. We can sift through these realities and we have no idea that we're doing it, right? We're constantly sifting and shifting through different versions of Earth. When you feel grumpy and upset, that is actually a different version of Earth than you experience when you're happy and uplifted. That's why when you're grumpy and upset and you're in a rush, you're only going to hit stoplights because you are a vibrational equivalent on that planet Earth to only hitting stoplights. When you are not in a rush and you're happy and you're outgoing and you're feeling good, you're feeling open, heart-filled, you hit all green lights. Or if you do hit a stoplight, it's a super quick one. And you get – so that – You are on a separate reality. It is a separate version of you. Now, along with there being an infinite number of parallel realities, there is an infinite number of parallel versions of you, right? That's why people have talked about focusing on not even lifting weights or not even changing their diet. But let's say they say, okay, I'm gonna start drinking more water a day, and I eventually am going to lose, you know, 50 pounds, and I'm gonna get a six pack. People have talked about using their thoughts, not only to heal cancers and heal ailments and everything, but also to actually change their bodily structure, to change eye colors, to change crazy, crazy things. So the mind can do anything. You are constantly shifting from reality to reality, and the more time you spend on a certain thought, the more time, the more energy you invest into a certain thought or a series of thoughts within a certain vibrational bracket, right? So your thoughts are hovering around feeling okay. Some are negative, some are positive. You're somewhere in between. That's exactly what you're going to get. If you don't do the work to bring yourself up and say, you know what, I need to get happy. I'm going to go out for a run. Or I'm going to spend some time in nature. I'm going to play my instrument. I'm going to draw some art. I'm going to do some coding. Whatever it is that you love to do, do it.
Victoria, I want to say something.
The mic is all yours. Please. I was just going to say the mic is all yours.
Okay. What I want to say is, you know how when someone doing karate and they're focused, they're so focused, they're not focused on the pain. They're focused on them breaking the brick. And that is something to take heed to, because most people are focused on the pain in the situation. That's why I was like, think outside of your situation. If you want something different in your life, think outside of it. Think about if you want to be in a different location, go to a different state. Think of yourself being in that state.
Exactly.
And that's how you manifest things that you want in your life. And that's how, you know, you don't dwell on that current moment unless that moment is happiness. Enjoy it. If it's something that's pleasurable to you, be in bliss with it. Enjoy that moment. But if it's something that you don't want to go through, don't think of that state. If someone pinch you, you have two decisions. Think of them not pinching you, or thinking of when it's over, or thinking of the pain that you feel from that pinch.
Right.
I know I'm going outside of stuff, but I'm just trying to get people to beautiful. Understand what I mean by that. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say on that part.
No, that's profound. That is tremendously profound. It really does revolve around where you focus your energy. And
right.
just like you said, right? Are you focusing just like the Taekwondo or the karate masters, like when they're training or if they're like in a spa or whatever, like they're not focusing mm-hmm. on the pain. They're focusing on landing the hit, or they're focusing on how to keep their bodies in maximum condition to mm-hmm. make sure that they, win the round or win the fight or whatever it is. Instead what? Of someone that gets hit and then takes pain and then right. has to like sit down and like, and that's fine. I'm not saying, gosh, if you get hit and you need to sit down, take a seat. That's not what this is all metaphorically speaking. It's like metaphorically speaking, you gotta learn from that point when you get knocked down.
Right.
It's not always necessarily about getting up again and doing the same thing. What it might also be mm-hmm. about is getting up again and recalibrating your approach.
Right.
What got me to get knocked down in the first place? Why did I allow myself to get knocked down in the first place? Oh, because I was vulnerable, because I was focusing
fear.
On my pain, because I was mm-hmm. fearful, right?
Right?
I was not in a state of alignment, meaning I was not in a state of knowing and surrendering mm-hmm. my power to that source that will never let me down. So as
right.
long as I surrender, I am taken care of. So as long as I continue to have my ego battle with it, I'm going to have, mm-hmm. There's always going to be a problem. Until source and ego develop a healthy relationship with each other, you're always going mm-hmm. to have some sort of misalignment or some sort of mm-hmm. issue. So that's also why I think it's so important for Ntorya. In your mm-hmm. book, you tell your story. It starts out with your story, but then you very quickly, shift into, like you said, healing. And then you give steps to how to heal, what you did to heal, what other people can do to heal, and multiple mm-hmm. ways to heal. So that's mm-hmm. what's so important about your book is, like I said earlier, it's more than just a story. It is
right.
an example of how to be your best self regardless of the circumstances that happen in your life. And it's going to be so amazing to watch you continue to grow and bloom and blossom. Watch the metaphorical garden of Ntorya Brooks just blossom into this fantastic, magical, extremely empowered, or more so than you already are, if that's even possible, angelic being that is inspiring the masses every day, that is helping people to better understand themselves and better understand their situations. So, Ntorya, in conclusion mm-hmm. to the series release, book release for Your Thoughts Are Seeds by Ntorya mm-hmm. Brooks, I want to tell you I love you with all of my heart, and we love you.
I love you too.
Everyone at the Vibration Station, everyone at Divine Mind Tribe, we love you with all of our heart, Ntorya. Thank you so much. It is felt, it is received, and it is sent back in tenfold. Make sure, guys, to follow on Instagram at I am Ntorya, Ntorya Brooks, Brooks. Make sure to follow her on YouTube at what was it again, honey? The YouTube?
I am dot Ntorya.
I am dot Ntorya. And then, guys, if you want to go in the bio of either Ntorya's Instagram at I am Ntorya Brooks or at divine.mind.tribe, you can get a direct link to purchasing her book, Your Thoughts Are Seeds, for $7.99, which is literally, it's like a steal. So go ahead. Pick up the book. Let us know what you think. and we are so excited to hear your feedback. Once again, guys, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Please feel free to email us anytime you'd like at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you guys so much. Be good to yourself first. Be the best to yourself, and you could be the best to everybody else around you. Love you guys so much. See you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.